You're listening to Civic Media. You can tune into any of our live shows on any radio station across the state with the Civic Media app. Find us in your phone's app store and listen anytime, anywhere. This is your WAUK Daily News Roundup for the Shaw, 101.1 FM and 540 AM in Waukesha.
For 540 WAUK News, I'm Stuart J. Wattles. Representative Robin Vining has launched her campaign for Wisconsin's 5th State Senate District seat. The reveal came at a rally yesterday in Wauwatosa. She currently reps the 13th District in the State Assembly, which includes parts of Wauwatosa, Elm Grove, and Brookfield. There's one other announced candidate, Sarah Harrison, a community advocate and small business owner from Brookfield. Republican incumbent Senator Rob Hutton is also widely expected to seek re-election. A 25-year-old Milwaukee man faces kidnapping charges in connection to the Amber Alert search for a 7-year-old last week. Yesterday, the Milwaukee County DA's office charged Corey Williams with kidnapping and taking a hostage. The criminal complaint details a failed robbery scheme that included plans to rob the boy's mother. It allegedly escalated into the abduction of the 7-year-old boy in an effort to get the mother to pay ransom. Police found the child safe in a duplex attic Saturday. It's alleged Williams worked with two accomplices. One was 14. All are in custody. The mother is accused of not helping in the investigation. Jail records show she's now being held on a probation hold with charges pending. A new court filing claims that Judge Hannah Dugan is being unfairly prosecuted for carrying out her judicial duties. Her attorneys argued in a filing this week that the law protects judges from criminal liability for their official actions, warning that prosecuting her could threaten judicial independence. Her lawyers alleged the conduct, like allowing alternative court exits and remote appearances, does not amount to crimes with a victim. Federal prosecutors are expected to respond by the end of the month. Judge Lynn Edelman is expected to rule on whether the case proceeds. June home sales in the Milwaukee area went up nearly 14% year over year. That helped push the real estate market to a 1.5% gain for the second quarter. The Greater Milwaukee Association of Realtors says the housing inventory remains well below ideal levels and supply continues to lag growing demand. Those experts say the market needs thousands more homes and condos built to achieve balance. A half-empty Third Ward building may soon become Milwaukee's next boutique hotel. A developer is pitching a 133-room AC hotel by Marriott. It's going before the Third Ward Architectural Review Board this week. The changes at the Third Ward Center would keep the building's historic exterior. A formal application is expected in August, and if approved, the hotel could welcome guests in 2027. Motorists, the costs are going up. Lisa Hale has more.
Wisconsin residents will begin seeing higher fees for vehicle title transfers and driver's license renewals this fall. The additional fees were included in the new biennial state budget, which Governor Tony Evers hopes will generate nearly $200 million in additional revenue for future transportation spending. The vehicle title fee will increase from $157 to $207. License renewal fees will increase from $24 to $32.50. The fee changes will officially go into effect on October 1st.
And that's news on 540 WAUK. I'm Stuart J. Wattles.
For baseball tonight. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The second half of the baseball season getting underway as the Brewers open a 3-game series on the road against the Dodgers. Quinn Priester from Milwaukee against the Dodgers' Tyler Glasnow. At the start of the season, manager Pat Murphy was struggling to find starting pitchers. Now he's got Freddy Peralta, Brandon Woodruff, Jacob Mizorowski, Brewers catcher Eric Haas.
Yeah, I was joking with Murph about that, you know, to where we were to start, or we're just looking for innings anywhere we could find them. And we had a lot of young guys come up and throw some very meaningful and really good innings for us. And getting these guys back, who we kind of planned to be in the clubhouse in the first place. You know, they haven't broken stride. They've joined us, and they've done nothing but put up zeros for us. They're a big factor with why we're winning.
NBA Damian Lillard agreeing to a 3-year contract to return to Portland in a deal worth $42 million. He'll be joined by Jrue Holiday, who the Bucks traded away 2 years ago to bring Lillard to Milwaukee. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
On your entertainment beat, I'm Pete Schwabba. In 2009, Joaquin Phoenix acted really strange on an episode of The Late Show with David Letterman. The Gladiator actor appeared on the same stage in the same theater on The Late Show with Stephen Colbert on Tuesday and discussed his Letterman appearance, saying he deeply regretted it. During his previous Late Show appearance, Phoenix says he was parodying a character he was playing in a film that was about to be released at the time called I'm Still Here, a mockumentary about Phoenix leaving acting to become a hip-hop artist. Phoenix wore a dark suit and sunglasses and said little. He told Colbert he was hoping Dave would lacerate him after informing The Late Show staff that was how he was going to appear for the interview. In hindsight, it was a disaster. The Oscar-winning Phoenix called the interview and the entire experience a disaster and uncomfortable. I remember that night, and he's putting it mildly. Did you know Madonna and Gwyneth Paltrow were friends? Me either. Did you know they were no longer friends? I didn't either. Until now, thanks to People magazine, which published an excerpt from Gwynny P's new memoir called Gwyneth, The Biography. I wonder if the actual book is as much of a snooze as that title. Apparently, the breaking point in their friendship was when Madonna crashed the Oscar-winning actress's vacay unannounced with her children and at one point started yelling at them. Paltrow's husband at the time, Coldplay frontman Chris Martin, had had enough, and so had Paltrow, who admitted she can ice people out and harbor revenge, adding that her and Madge's friendship had become toxic, possibly similar to the toxicity found in her crotch-based aroma products from her company Goop. It's true. Paltrow says the two became friends when they both realized they liked to sound British sometimes. I might have made that part up, but it's true. I Know What You Did Last Summer leads the way of new releases this coming weekend. If you're in the mood for nostalgia, you can bring the kids, who might enjoy an updated take on one of your favorite thrillers from the mid-90s. The film will provide a nice bridge between Superman and the next big expected blockbuster release when Fantastic Four drops next week. I Know What You Did Last Summer is pulling a not-so-terrible-for-a-teen-thriller-movie 50-ish on Rotten Tomatoes. There are already some good family films out there like How to Train Your Dragon and Lilo and Stitch, and you might want to take a look, as this week's new release on the family front is The Smurfs, and only drawing 22% on Rotten Tomatoes. A24's Eddington also hits theaters this weekend. The film stars Joaquin Phoenix and Pedro Pascal as a sheriff and mayor who face off in a small town in New Mexico. The film is nabbing a 67% on Rotten Tomatoes and might be worth a look based on cast alone. Let's go to the movies. For more showbiz fun, tune in to Nightlight with me, Pete Schwabba, weeknights from 6 to 8 p.m. on the Civic Media Radio Network.
I'm meteorologist Brandon Borbens. If you have the day off today, you picked a good one. Sunny skies with highs in the mid-70s. For tonight, shower or a storm possible later after midnight, lows in the mid-60s. Some showers and thunderstorms around on Saturday with highs in the upper 70s. Right now, it's 57.
That's your WAUK Daily News Roundup from Civic Media. Subscribe to this podcast on Spotify, Apple, or wherever you find your podcasts. Find more news at waukradio.com. The national news cycle never stops, but it can be hard to find news about your local community. Civic Media is dedicated to providing quality local and state news coverage across Wisconsin. With the Civic Media app, you can get notifications about local stories that matter to you and your community. Find the free Civic Media app in your phone's app store and choose notifications from the menu to tell us what kind of news you want to hear about.